You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette, online at WNMUFM.org. In the studio this morning, I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Classic Eclectic. This is Studio A. A couple of special guests this morning to talk about a special sale and event that's happening at the Ordock Brewing Company, and it's one of the last, actually the last of the year of this large event of music and fun and all kinds of things. I have John Teichman and Jeff Walker in the studios with me this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kurt.
Good to see you both here, and we were talking just a little bit ahead of this about this record sale and how it's more than just a sale. It's also an event for people to come together and enjoy a lot of things that maybe will help us to distract from some of the stressful things in our life, especially as we're getting closer to Thanksgiving, too. There's a lot of reasons to enjoy company with one another. So maybe we'll start with you, John. Could you tell us a little bit about what's going to happen at the Ordock Brewing Company?
Yeah, well, people are invited to come down and join us starting this Wednesday night, November 14th at 5 p.m. It's really, you know, an event for everybody, from newborn babies to grandparents to music fans to people that are just looking to get into this. You know, you can find your favorite artists, you can talk about your favorite bands, you can meet fellow music fans, and you can enjoy some great music.
And I've been to a few of these events in the past, and they've always been, like you said, a really good opportunity to meet others and kind of peruse through the offerings and just have those good conversations about music and life and what have you. So, Jeff, what could you find when you come to a sale like this? Is it more than just records?
Well, one of the things that I like about a record show is that it does offer more than just records. John brings a lot of really cool posters. We have some a bunch of vintage tour T-shirts, art books, eclectic novels, cassette tapes, CDs. Sometimes we'll have strange art objects and oddities from the sea. I'm just kidding about the oddities part, but you know, stickers and all kinds of stuff that can be fun for stocking stuffers or gifts for your favorite hard to shop for music lover or just for yourself. And one of the things that I like most is when I see somebody find a record that surprises them, whether it's something they've been looking for years or something that they didn't know existed. And the look of elation and absolute joy is just such a pleasure. It is a gift really to me to see that happen. And I guarantee it will happen at least once a day for the 4 days that we're going to be at the brewing company.
And I'll mention too that leading up to this, you've posted quite a few videos kind of giving a little quick little eyeball of some of the things that people could find. So that's kind of a nice way for people to maybe reach out ahead of time and say, hey, can you earmark that one for me? Or that one looks different. I'd like to pick that one up maybe. So it's nice to be able to share that ahead of time and also do that in person too and have that conversation about what your favorite, I don't know, Roxy Music album from the 70s is or whatever your deep cut is. So this is happening starting November 14th. 5 to close at the Ordock Brewing Company. And who's putting on this event?
Well, this is the 19th time that that we will be at Ordock Brewing Company. And so I come up from the Detroit area and am lucky to be able to partner with John here locally. And the Ordock Brewing Company staff is just really wonderful to us. And they've been very, very generous with their space and letting us set up these events for the public. So it's me and John and all of the good folks at Ordock Brewing Company.
And I will say that this kind of takes over that upstairs of the community room, too. So it's nice to be able to just have that space to wander and peek and look around. And John, this is also kind of through the NMU Vinyl Club, I believe, too.
Yeah, I mean, the students have really come forward and expressed interest in this music, the music of the last 100 years. And the experience, like Jeff mentioned, of discovering things for the first time or finding something again is really what this is about. It's about being present at the event. So much of our time is spent behind screens and kind of sequestered and bunkered down. Mm. And this is a chance to get out and mix in a really inclusive, friendly, fun environment where there really is something for everybody. So I know that the reach of the radio waves is really broad. And we get people that drive in from quite far distances. And it's great to see people that have made the trip, made the trek to come see what we have to offer.
From Fayette, from Eben, from all the way across the UP, from the northern lower peninsula. People have come from Wisconsin. We've had people arrive at the sale and tell us that they are there, not for the show particularly, but they're there from Italy, from Panama, I mean, from Japan. It's really astounding, and they're excited to stumble on this event that they didn't know was going on and take home rare to them records that might be kind of common in the United States, but it's hard to get that particular Billy Idol LP in Italy for some reason.
It becomes a U.S. import for them or something.
That's
so
right.
It's going to be a lot more expensive that way. That's very exciting to hear that the reach also is more than just the Marquette area. I mean, it's really a record sale and a record show for all. We might also say that there's a few special events happening during this sale. Performances. I believe the Thursday evening is also Ladies Night in downtown Marquette. How do we want to talk about some of those other events happening?
Well, local music is really a big part of all of these events, and being able to highlight creative people that are doing unique and different things right in your backyard, people that you may see throughout your day and that you know in your daily life, and then they've got a band or a project, and you get to see them do something completely different. And the God Eaters, a heavy rock trio, psychedelic music, playing tonight along with Beatrix, which is a new band in town. Got to come check that out. On Thursday night, Chad McKinney and Kurt Hosworth, you know, making electronic music, which is really exciting. And again, you got to be present to see it in action. There's a lot of moving parts, and you want to see people do their thing. And then speaking of doing their thing, we're going to have Greg Sandell and Bob Thompson Vinyl Reception doing an 80s dance party at Ladies Night.
Perfect.
Playing records.
Every evening has something happening as well.
And speaking of Ladies Night, ladies, if you want to come by on Ladies Night and buy some records, we'd be happy to offer you 10% off, but only the ladies.
Part of downtown Marquette's Ladies Night for sure. And another thing to mention as well is that folks are welcome to bring records down to trade.
Oh, that is my favorite part of the show, because I never know what's going to walk through the door, what someone's going to have in that box. Jeff always says the best thing to do with your records is to play them. And what's the second best thing?
Second best thing to do with your records is to bring them to us.
Excellent. Once you're done playing them, then bring them on.
And if you've got stuff that you want to purge and you want to get some new stuff, we'd be happy to trade with you. And, really, you know, rehome those records. Because, I mean, I think the interesting thing is that people get really excited about really unexpected recordings.
And I think it's worth noting that we do have music in just about every genre. I mean, we have classical records and soundtracks and comedy records and spoken word records and sound effect records and punk and funk and rock and folk and jazz and everything in between. I'm not sure what's left to be in between those, but everything that's in between, we've got it.
And we work really hard to curate. Jeff is the most meticulous alphabetizer I know. And I think that, you know, everything has been curated for you. So you can walk in, and between the two of us, we'll certainly do our best to find exactly what you're looking for.
Again, it's the Ordock Brewing Company record sale, the last of the year, happening November 14th to 17th at the Community Room in the Ordock Brewing Company. You can find LPs, CDs, T-shirts, all kinds of things, just none of those deep sea oddities that we were talking about earlier on. That's for a different sale entirely. But again, a reminder, we're in the studio with John Teichman and Jeff Walker, again, talking about this record sale that's happening downtown Marquette at the Ordock Brewing Company. Is there anything else that either of you two would like to add about the events coming up?
Just real happy to be here, Kurt, and really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and talk with the public, and appreciate the support of Public Radio 90.
Absolutely. We're glad to have both of you in here. And thanks again to the NMU Vinyl Club, too, for their help, all the students out there here at Northern Michigan University. Thanks again to both of you this morning.
Thank you.